The Aglet Theatre Company. You will find them, of course, in Sheffield, Massachusetts, where they put on their productions at Dewey Hall, that historic great site right smack dab just off Route 7 in the middle of Sheffield. And coming up March 9th, another terrific show that they're putting on, A Walk in the Woods, and we'll take a walk via telephone and speak with Tom Grunewald. Tom, nice to speak to you again today.
Hello, hello, Marshall.
So now, let's talk a little bit about A Walk in the Woods, what people can expect from it.
Oh, current events, believe it or not, because we could not be doing this play at a better time, looking at the news this week, next week, I'm sure. Walk in the Woods was written in 1985 and deals with a Russian arms negotiator and an American arms negotiator meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. And the disarmament talks are not going particularly well. Hello, hello today. It's a fascinating play, and every minute I spend with the text and with the wonderful actors makes it more interesting and more relevant.
Now, this was written by Lee Blessing?
Lee Blessing, yes, who really hangs out in the Midwest mostly, but his play has been done here in New York and in London and on TV, and he's a prolific playwright.
Now, let's talk about the local production, which you are putting on, the Aglet Theatre Company, on March 9th at Dewey Hall. By the way, tickets are $30. Students 18 and under, $20. Cash or check only. Now you can get them at the door or for reservations, 860-435-6928. That is 435-6928. You can also just email Aglet Theatre, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, at Comcast.net. Now, back to the local production of A Walk in the Woods.
We must remind people that there is a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 evening performance.
Okay, yeah, that started a while ago. That's just a great idea to have both the performances on the same day. And also, as normal, there's refreshments and then there's a discussion afterwards as well. So now let's get to the local production, though. This production that you who's on stage for this for you?
Well, the two negotiators, the Russian played by Joshua Pearlstein, who is new to Aglet, and Christopher Michael Vecchia as the American, with whom I've done I think 4 or 5 shows.
So it's always nice incorporating somebody new into these productions.
Yeah, gives us new blood.
You know,
and he's a wonderful actor.
Well, you know, I think, you know, could you imagine Aglet Theatre being put together many other places where you have, within, I'll probably say, let's say a 40-mile radius, a terrific selection of actors that'll do things like this?
Yeah. I mean, many of them professional actors who are facing a shrinking East Coast demand for actors, and they say, oh, hell, I'll go up into the northwest corner and think I won't be working, and then they're working.
Well, it's over the past, I'll say, 10-15 years, theater has bloomed in the tri-state region with a lot of spaces and ideas, but still, I think what sets Aglet apart are the topics and the plays that you choose to perform.
Yeah, I mean, the plain entertainment value is secondary to the thought-provoking, relevant, emotionally true scripts that Macy, Gloria, and I pick.
Now, in A Walk in the Woods, seeing as it's so focused, both people are on stage constantly.
That's right. The two of them in one park bench.
Well, I think people have to realize that even though this is a reading, the way that Aglet Theatre does their readings, and I was just talking about this with somebody else the other day, it's not like you've got just people standing there holding a script and reading. You really do put a lot of thought and production into this when you do these.
Yeah, it's not standing at a music stand. It's not that kind of a reading. It's staged. People move. People sit down. People walk in the woods. The scripts tend to become pretty invisible.
Yeah. And also, I think since you've really centered in it at Dewey Hall, it's a convenient location. There's plenty of parking, but also the theater itself, because it was designed to be a community hall, lends itself, I think, well for Aglet Theater Company.
And since Aglet has been there, things have indeed improved. We now have state-of-the-art LED lighting. We have heat, and if appropriate, we have air conditioning, which I don't think we're going to need on March 9th. But the Dewey Hall is becoming the place to go to the theater, hear music, swing dancing, have birthday parties.
Well, we want to say that Dewey Hall is a nonprofit corporation runs Dewey Hall. And believe you me, it's having tenants like Aglet Theater who can successfully bring people there that helps Dewey Hall itself, along with the other productions, do these things, make improvements to Dewey Hall, and keep operating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a one hand wash the other, but I think what Dewey Hall is doing,
I think more stroking, not washing,
yeah, is what Dewey Hall is doing is just terrific, and it gives Aglet Theater a perfect place to reach audiences in Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts because it's easily accessible by Route 7, and for people coming into New York, all they do is come in on 23, and they can go over to 7 and write down. I mean, you really can pull from a wider audience.
Yeah, and I mean, I have an old friend who's coming up from New Jersey. And he's staying, he's going to stay at Racebrook, and he's going to go to restaurants, and it's good for the economy, too.
It is. Well, so once again, March 9th, A Walk in the Woods, the Aglet Theater at Dewey Hall. And once again, there are two shows on March 9th, okay? One at 2 and one at 7:30, but the doors open each time a half hour ahead of time for complimentary beverages and refreshments, and then a discussion follows. As we say, tickets are available at the door if you want, or 860-435-6928, or you can email Aglet Theater, and that's THEATRE, at comcast.net.
May I add something, Marshall?
You can add anything you want, Tom.
Okay, yes, it's about arms reduction, it's about nuclear war, but I must say it is a very funny play. The dynamic between those two guys is, well, it's not Odd Couple, but if we were bad actors and bad directors, it could turn into Odd Couple, but it isn't going to. But that kind of dynamic between the two characters is very funny.
All right. Well, once again, much success, continued success. That's A Walk in the Woods, Aglet Theater Company at Dewey Hall. Two shows at 2 and 7:30 at Dewey Hall on that day. And once again, for more information, 860-435-6928. Tom, it is always a pleasure to speak to you.
And thank you very much, Marshall.